Welcome to Extension 800 for your Thursday evening. I still think it's Wednesday, but I am mistaken. It is actually Thursday evening. KXI's news time is 6:07. 76 degrees currently. I'm joined in the studio for Extension 800. I do believe you'll be in for the full duration of tonight. Fantastic. A former employee of KXIC, oddly enough. Not exactly in my generation. I'm still a baby by some people's standards, but you were actually an employee here in the 70s, the early 70s.
70, 71.
You had an amazing story about that. Maybe we'll get to that later on in the broadcast when we have some extra time, but we have a lot to talk about here. I have a thick packet of I don't know most of the words on this document. Just pulling one, monocytogens. I've never even heard of that. Now, not to confuse people, but you're here to talk about a fantastic product called Prefens. Now, is that the company name?
The company name is Prefens, and we are a new Iowa company based in Muscatine. And the product name in this particular product line that we've introduced is called Prefens Botanicals because it's water-based, alcohol-free, and only has the active ingredient water and botanicals in there, which provide the foaming and the soothing and the light fragrance that it has.
Mm-hmm. Now, you brought in not just an example bottle, but you brought in a whole case of these little bottles of hand sanitizer that you guys are putting out. Again, completely natural, water-based, as you mentioned. I believe silica is also involved in them. What are the active chemicals, though, if you can talk about them?
Like I said, it has the botanicals in there that allow it to foam. It's a foaming application. It's not a gel. And then, of course, water. And the active ingredient, which is patented by one of our partners and is called Amisilk. And that is a silica complex. And that's it. It's completely safe for adults and children. In fact, you're looking at that 1.5-ounce bottle there. It also comes in 8-ounce bottles. You would have to drink, a child would have to drink 13 gallons of that in 1 hour to even have any adverse reaction, and that would come from the foaming agent and not from the active ingredient. So once it applies to your hands, the biggest difference, it's as natural or green as a product like this can be.
Mm-hmm.
But the really important difference in the product is its persistence. Because unlike virtually every other hand sanitizer that's in the market today, and we can talk in a little bit about the differences between our new product and the older products, but you put this product on once in the morning, and it will last for 24 hours or through 10 hand washings. And the reason it does that is the silica complex allows it to bond to your skin tissue. And actually what happens is that the silica creates a buffer between the skin tissue and the active ingredient, and it's the active ingredient which kills or deactivates pathogens that come into contact then with your hands.
Mm-hmm. So it's not like wearing, you know, putting on a plastic glove and just, you know, foaming it onto your hand. It's more like putting an active ingredient onto your hand, and it stays with you for that 24 hours.
Right. It actually binds to your skin tissue. It instantly forms an invisible, odorless, colorless barrier. Like I said, it lasts for at least 24 hours because of the fact it bonds to your skin tissue. It won't stain your skin or clothing or furniture. And it has the added benefit because of the fact that it bonds to your skin in the way it does, and your skin tissue has silica in it as well.
Mm-hmm.
So the silica sort of binds to the silica. But the way it works is that it lets water, moisture, through into your hands, but traps the natural moisture in your hands and doesn't let it back out. So it has the added and secondary benefit of actually moisturizing and softening your hands. I gave you a sample there a few minutes before we went on the air, and I asked you what it felt like, and you indicated a softness. That's really about all people ever sense after it's on your hands. In fact, one of the interesting things is that even well-educated people, including some of my good friends and family who understand the product, continue to use it 5, 6, 7 times a day, even though they don't have to. because they're used to the old alcohol-based products, which you have to apply constantly. And it's so it's like there's nothing on your hand. So they keep thinking, well, I'll just put a little more on. I have one good friend who's a golf pro, as a matter of fact, and he sells it in his golf shop. But he says, hey, John, if it works, if it's really good once, it'll be even better five or six times a day. So.
Well, you really don't need to do that, but it's—I'm sure you don't mind.
No, well, if a person truly uses that small 1.5 ounce bottle, and that retails here in the Iowa City area and across the state for anywhere from maybe around $5, maybe $6, that one bottle will last you 3 months, used once a day. And you know, to use an alcohol-based product, you would have to apply it, you know, 5, 10, 15 times a day. So a bottle of an alcohol-based product that people might be more familiar with really only lasts a few days. So it ends up, while it costs a little more to begin with, if you're looking side by side in the Hy-Vee or your Ace Hardware or a pharmacy or whatever, you might say, well, why am I going to pay $5 or $6 for a bottle of Prefens when I can buy that bottle, that alcohol-based product, for $2? Well, there's one of the big reasons. Mm-hmm. It's a far more cost-effective approach than any of the alcohol-based products.
All right. Now, how long? You mentioned the one. This tiny bottle will last for
about 3 months, yep.
How long does the 8-ounce bottle last for? Do you have any gauge of that?
Well, it would be, my math is not very good, so divide 1.5 into 8 and multiply that out. But the 8-ounce bottle is the most economical way to purchase the product. Mm-hmm. I know we have ours, sits on our kitchen counter, and everybody uses it before they go out of the house in the morning. And I know we've done some demonstrations at the local Hy-Vees here in the Iowa City Coralville area, and people, you know, say, oh, that's what I'm going to buy the 8-ounce bottle to keep at home, but then they buy the 1.5-ounce bottle. They can throw it in their purse or a briefcase, throw it in your car, take it on airplanes. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you have the convenience in the small bottle. It's more cost-effective in the larger bottle.
Very understandable. Now, not to backtrack a little bit, but people in this area might know you. I mean, you've been around quite a bit. Not to imply you're well aged, although I certainly am
aged,
a little
not
underaged.
Sure about the well part.
you were up at the State House for a little bit for this area.
That's correct. After I graduated from Iowa, and that was when I was working for KXIC. I served in the Iowa House of Representatives from 72 through 80. I represented sort of the northern half of Johnson County and the southern half of Linn County and part of Cedar Rapids.
Amazing. You have been very much an entrepreneur, it seems like. I mean, you've been here, you've been in the State House, and apparently you're also a lawyer?
Well, yeah, I classify myself as a recovering lawyer. When I left Iowa, after I was practicing law for a while, I went to work for the American Medical Association and then the Florida Medical Society, and ultimately ended up in Madison, Wisconsin, as CEO of the Wisconsin Medical Society. And I tried to retire about 3.5 years ago.
And it's not working out so well.
I got involved in this as one of the 7 founding partners, and this is really a very exciting venture. We consider our new company one with a high degree of social conscience. Mm-hmm. We wanted to bring a whole new line of products into this arena, and we've created, really, this is a whole new generation. It's a paradigm shift in products like hand sanitizers, and we wanted them to be environmentally friendly. And so those are kind of our goals, and this product, Prefens Botanicals Hand Sanitizer, is the first in the product line. In a couple of months, you'll be seeing a wipe version of this product, and then a series of other products will be rolling out, all utilizing the same technology with the same, you know, natural bent, environmentally friendly, and so forth.
Fantastic. Well, we're going to need to take a time out here, but the point I was getting at with that last little bit was trying to get a little bit of a gauge on your history with the company, how you kind of started out with them. You said you were one of a couple different founders of the Prefense company. So I'd like to get in a little bit more of that, not to go with the cliche starting from the beginning, but where I'd like to start. Hopefully get somewhere during the process going towards the end.
Sounds good.
So a quick timeout, and then we're back with more right here on AM 800 KXIZ and Extension 800. Welcome back to Extension 800 here on KXIC. I'm joined by one of the founders of the Prefense company. Prefense Botanicals is one of their product lines. John, what was your last name?
Patchett.
John Patchett.
Yes.
I'm pronouncing that right. Perfect. Normally I don't get last names right on the first try like that. Now, we were talking a bit about the history of the company. How did you actually get involved with the other co-founders of the company?
My brother is the president of one of the leading green design firms in the country in Elmhurst, Illinois. And we both have a childhood friend from Muscatine who runs a company called Northern Filter Media in Muscatine. And that's Dave Reiswig. And Jim, my brother, and Dave were working with another one of our partners from Glendale, Arizona, Dr. Bill Peterson, who actually is responsible for creating the active ingredient in the way it is today and has the exclusive use patent on it through 2021. And they were originally, and still are, working on using the active ingredient as a natural non-chemical water filtration mechanism. And it has amazing properties in that regard too. And the same way it works on your hands, it attaches itself to filtration media and can purify ponds, swimming pools, hot tubs, potentially, hopefully, even third world water drinking supplies.
Kind of like, as you mentioned, it bonds to the skin and allows water to pass through that bonding, but at the same time it allows the liquid inside your skin already to stay inside.
Right. Something it's a little similar to that. And when the water passes through this filtration media, it automatically kills or deactivates, you know, every pathogen nearly that it comes into contact with. So anyway, as they have been working the last 3 or 4 years on that concept, my brother started thinking about other applications, and they started talking about bringing the active into, again, as close as we could get to creating a natural personal care products for skin applications. And they brought in one of our other founding partners, who is Aaron Powers. He's now the president of the company. He's from St. Charles, Illinois. And Aaron has a fair amount of expertise in this area. In fact, his father's the president of Now Vitamins and Natural Foods. So it was that core group that began creating this whole concept and then developing the product line. So that's kind of an interesting way how, you know, and you think of the active ingredient, and there's almost a limitless number of ways that it can be utilized, probably certainly in product lines we're considering, limited only by your imagination.
Mm-hmm. Now, you did mention that it was originally at least schematicked out as a way to filter, as a water filtration device. Obviously, that isn't exactly what it's being used for right now. But what else can this specific product, this patented product, do?
Well, we, you know, the FDA has certain rules and regulations in place about what we can actually say and not mm-hmm. say affirmatively. Like we're working with the FDA. We are FDA listed. Our product mm-hmm. is FDA listed, and the bottling and distribution facility is an FDA registered site that meets their requirements and their guidelines. There are certain things that we can say affirmatively, mm-hmm. that what it does. And then when we're asked, we can talk more in depth about what it does. And you just asked me, so I'll do that. We have detailed scientific studies, mm-hmm. numerous studies, relating to both the product and the active ingredient in terms of its effectiveness against pathogens. And that includes the product works by, and this is a key difference from the alcohol-based products, it mm-hmm. actually deactivates or kills the pathogens. And that is true of a whole range of bacteria, including even the really nasty strains that are out there today, like MRSA and E. coli and staph. It kills, it deactivates a broad range of viruses. You name it, probably it deactivates it, including influenzas. And it kills or deactivates most fungi. And it does all of this on contact. It instantly does that. And it continues to do it for at least 24 hours or through 10 hand washings. We say 10 hand washings because the only thing that removes the protective barrier on your from your skin is abrasion. So, you know, the more you wash your hands, that creates abrasion. It actually is that, and that abrasion removes your skin tissue. It's not removing the product.
Yeah.
So it's when your skin cells get removed, obviously the product goes away.
Yeah.
So, you know, until your skin cells turn over, the product should be good for that period of time.
Now, you mentioned pathogens, and some of our listeners may not be sure what exactly you mean by pathogens. Could you be a little more descriptive when you say it actually deactivates or kills pathogens?
Right. Well, that's again, you know, when you go into a store or you see commercials, even on our brochures, back to the, you know, in terms of, we try to be careful with what we say and so forth to make sure we're complying with all the guidelines. But most of these products say kills 99.99% of germs. And the alcohol-based products, for example, may do that when you apply them to the hands, but 10 seconds later, there's no persistence whatsoever. It's gone.
It's one not, and done.
Yeah. You the next time you touch a tabletop or a keyboard or a telephone or a TV remote or a doorknob or an elevator button, you're reacquiring pathogens. With alcohol-based products. With our product, it just continues to work for at least 24 hours. And so when we talk about alcohol-based products are antibacterial. They kill by essentially poisoning the cells. They dry them out, they burn them, they poison them. And there is growing evidence out there that extensive use of alcohol-based products, besides being very bad for your hands, we can talk about that later too, but besides that they may lead to the creation of superbugs because of the way they attack the cells. Whereas our product kills or deactivates by what's called lysis. When a pathogen, whether it's a bacteria, a virus, or a fungi, comes into contact with prefens, it is immediately, the cellular walls are completely disrupted. They're sliced into millions of tiny pieces. So that's how it works, and that's also why our product will not lead to the creation of, you know, drug-resistant strains or superbugs, so-called, because you can't develop a natural resistance over time to being sliced into millions of pieces. So.
Your cellular walls being completely disrupted is not something you can really evolve against.
Right.
You mentioned the differences between, you mentioned a lot of differences between, you know, alcohol-based hand sanitizers and the prefens,
alcohol
I'm getting
free.
Confused,
yes,
alcohol-free hand-washing solution. Why is the difference between drying out your hands and actually keeping moisture into your hands?
Well, I can just run down a quick sort of little checklist of some of the key differences. Prefens Botanicals is antimicrobial. That relates to the definition of the broad kill range. Okay. Alcohol-based products are antibacterial. Prefens water-based alcohol products, almost all of them have in excess of 62% alcohol. And the active ingredient in alcohol-based products is alcohol. We already talked about how that works. Our product has a very faint organic citrus scent that that usually fades in a few minutes. But interestingly enough, it's kind of fun, and I should have asked you this before we went on the air. I did not. But women all seem to be able to sense that scent, and most men cannot. Anyway, I'm not sure why that's the case. That probably says something about men more than anything else. Alcohol products are heavily scented. They tend to be gels, sticky, gooey, you know, that sort of thing. Again, ours lasts for 24 hours. Theirs lasts for seconds. And besides that, the minute you wash your hands on an alcohol product, you wash that sanitizer off. And that's another problem because there are growing instances of alcohol-based products. You know, you apply Prefense, you can't lick it off, you can't wash it off, it won't come off. Alcohol-based products, there's a number of instances around the country where especially little children, because they're using these now in a lot of schools, especially after the H1N1 outbreak last fall, little kids will start licking their fingers, and there are incidences of alcohol poisoning as a result, because you can lick that residue back off of your hands. And there's also some schools in Illinois, I know for a fact, have now outlawed the alcohol-based products coming into the schools, or else required that they be stored in a small fireproof standalone closet, because you can take that, you have an alcohol-based product over here on the desk, you can actually set fire to that. It's a very flammable product.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's another difference.
You can make up a Molotov cocktail if you really
felt
like
enough of it. And again, then, you know, as we talked about already, that small bottle will last you 3 months, used once a day. You know, your typical bottle of alcohol-based products, even if you only put it on five times a day, would last maybe 20 days. And the problem is, if you even come remotely close to applying the alcohol product as often as you should to even make it somewhat effective, your hands are going to be a mess. Because anybody, and you can talk to nurses and physicians, I do. My wife's a nurse. They have to apply that product so often now under the protocols in healthcare facilities, and it just kills people's hands. I mean, it's a horrible thing for their hands.
So, well, let's actually talk about that. What kind of good does this do for your hands?
Besides protecting you and instantly protecting you against that broad range of pathogens, like the biggest thing is the way it binds. The fact that it retains the natural moisture in your hands, and because of the botanicals in there, actually soothes and softens the skin as well. We get anecdotal stories all the time, and they're very interesting. And I tell one of mine. I used to, especially in the summer when I play golf. Although I haven't gotten to play much golf lately since I've been doing this.
You've probably been very busy.
I would get really dried hands, especially my right hand, from wiping golf clubs down with a towel. And to the point where around my nails, my skin would start cracking and bleeding. And I started using, when I started using the first couple of versions of our formula, that problem went completely away. I used to have to apply a really high quality skin moisturizer and conditioner in the winter months, you know, a couple of times a day. I think in the last year and a half, I've used one three times. I mean, my wife, in addition to being a nurse, is a certified massage therapist. If she's doing four or five massages a day, I mean, just think for a minute what that does
to
your hands.
That's got to be abuse on your hands.
Yes. She's completely stopped using hand moisturizers as a result of her regular use of Prefense. So it's pretty amazing, really, the primary and secondary benefits the product has.
And all things considered, how long has this actual product, this specific product, this canister even, one might say, been out as a product?
We had some slightly different iterations of the formula out about a year and a half ago, not quite that long, because for the last two seasons we've been supplying the University of Iowa Athletic Department, both the men's and the women's basketball teams and the football team and the wrestling team, with products for all the student athletes and the coaches and the trainers and the staff. So and we had some in some very select markets regionally here in the upper Midwest. But really, the product that you see there today went into the market about the same time as the H1N1 outbreak last late summer, early fall. And so that is increasingly available. We started out focusing on marketing in the upper Midwest, but we now have nationwide sales and brokers in place and nationwide placement of the product beginning. It's an interesting experience to try to grow a new company. You know, we're sort of the David versus the
Absolutely.
Procter & Gamble and Clorox and Johnson & Johnson Goliaths. Mm-hmm. But so, it takes a lot of effort and some really top-flight people who know what they're doing to get the product placement out there. But you can now, Hy-Vee brought in quite a bit of the product, and it's increasingly available in most of the Hy-Vee stores. And REI stores nationwide, they brought it in because they liked the environmental, the sort of green mm-hmm. aspect of it. We have national contracts now in place with Ace Hardware and True Value, and you'll begin to see it in some of those stores. And some independent pharmacies and garden stores here in the upper Midwest. So increasingly it's available.
One thing I wanted to get at, though, is that, I mean, this is still a very new product, especially compared to some of the older hand washing solutions, alcohol-based ones that we may have had for over 10 years. And considering this is a very new way to keep our hands clean that, you know, we didn't think would even be possible maybe 4 or 5 years ago, the development, you guys are probably going to continue developing and building on this idea.
Yes, yes. And like I said, we're limited really only by our imagination and our mm-hmm. early capital enough to roll out new products. But like I said, their wipes are coming out. We're looking at some foot sprays. We're looking at some facial toning lotions, products like that, again, that they're all topical applications. And so, you know, this again, this is the first version of it, and all of these products will have the same theme. The only downside to this product is that you can't let it freeze.
Now, I want to get to exactly why that is, because that's very interesting to me. That's the only real warning that's on this label. It's a very simple bottle. It's a small bottle, but the only real warning on it is do not freeze. And I want to get to that, but we need to take a time out. Before we get to that, though, as I mentioned, we have not just a single demonstration bottle. I wanted to say demo bottle, but that doesn't sound okay. Demonstration bottle. We actually have a whole case of bottles of the Prefens Botanicals hand washing solution here in the studio. I want to give half of it away. Now, in the last 15 minutes of this show, in about 10 minutes from now, I'm going to start taking calls, going to try and rifle through them as quickly as possible, and we're going to see if we can't find the best story that you guys have when you really wish you could have had some hand-washing solution with you. Just any story you might have, and we will try to get that out and see if we can't pick a winner. It'll be fun. A quick timeout, and then we're back with more with John, right here on your Newton Sports Leader, AM 800 KXIC. Welcome back to AM 800 KXIC and Extension 800. My name is Dan Hahn. KXIC News Time is 6:41. We have 76 degrees currently at the KXIC studios. Thank you for joining us for Extension 800 tonight. In the studio, John of Prefens and Prefens Botanicals. Good evening to you, sir. Thank you for sticking around for the whole hour.
You bet.
Now, getting to one thing that was on the demonstration bottle I had, and really the only warning on here as I was highlighting before he went to break, do not freeze. And that's your only real warning on this thing. Why shouldn't you freeze it?
Well, because of the way the product is constituted, the botanicals, the organics, the all natural, the silica complex, freezing in the water. Freezing has the effect of deactivating the active ingredient, Amisilk. And that's the only issue with it. You really couldn't leave it in your car in the middle of the winter, certainly here in Iowa. You can leave it in the car in the middle of the summer. Heat doesn't bother it at all, but you just have to be careful not to freezing. And that creates some shipping issues for us. Alaska has mm-hmm. purchased quite a bit of the product, and we had to make sure it was all shipped up there, but you know, before the end of October. And, and we're looking at some ways around that, but we're certainly not going to change the formula in this core product here. This is our sort of Cadillac version, mm-hmm. and you know, it's the only one I'll probably use myself. So
it sounds like an amazing product. Again, though, that's a long time if you won this. So call in right now, 354-0800 or 866-609-8255. We already have one.
I might also say, before we take that call, that people can go on to the website, which is www.prefenz.com. And they can access some of the scientific information and the pathogen lists and that sort of thing and get a lot more detail about the product mm-hmm. through the website.
All righty. Let's take our first caller then. Good evening, caller. You are on the air. What do you have to tell us about a time you wish you could have washed your hands?
Well, I'd probably use it on my whole desk, quite honestly. I'm in a retail position here in Iowa City, and a couple came in, and they had their twin boys with them. Well, I had to, and they had snot, or, how did I say, stuff dripping out of their nose and lips and mouth, and which wasn't a problem when they're across the desk. I go into the again to talk to my sales manager for, I don't know, 5 minutes, and I come back, and they're both sitting there beating on my keyboard. Yeah, so I got some Lysol and tried to disinfect, but it, you know, I never did get sick, or at least if I did, I don't realize it was because of that, but...
Anyone who uses keyboards, or Dan sitting here with a control board in front of him, or TV remotes, or, you know, handles money or touches people's credit cards or that sort of thing, I mean, I wouldn't do any of those things without having my prefins on, believe me.
And I do all of the above, so yeah, that is probably a good thing.
And, so, you know, until we come out with the wipes, too, I know that we hear a lot of stories. People take their little bottle of Prefense. Now, this doesn't make it last for 3 months when they do this, but they'll squirt it, like, on their airplane armrests and their drop-down table because, you know, it immediately sanitizes those surfaces when they're flying. So,
now, sir, what is your name?
My name is Kurt.
Kurt, where are you at right now?
I am on Highway 1. Between Iowa City and Kelowna.
Fantastic. All right, well, you drive safe. Stay listening. Kurt, if we call your name out at the end of the show, at the end of the broadcast, call back in. We're going to get you half this case of Prefens, okay?
Hey, that sounds great.
Fantastic.
But I just want to say one more thing. There's nothing like getting on an airline anywhere. I don't care. And it seems like every time I get on one, I've got people hacking and coughing behind me in front of me, you know? Come on, there ought to be some kind of law against that.
Check your kids before you bring them to the
there
airport.
You,
as we
there
say,
you go.
Pre-fence yourself.
Put them in a pet carrier and ship them down below. I don't know. I'm sorry. I went a little too far there. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Have a very good evening. And Thanks. Make sure to stay listening, Kurt.
I sure will. Thanks.
Thank you. All right, Kurt, there was a fantastic little story. I was not to wax philosophy, as Brent likes to say. I was stuck in O'Hare Airport for about 14 hours a couple months back after coming back from Wichita. And Lord knows, one of the things I wish I'd had was a bottle of sanitizer with me. Because not only am I I'm a slight germaphobe at times, especially when in public places, but when I'm in a huge airport like O'Hare, and it's an alien environment. That's weird.
Yeah, it's, you know, I don't think I was ever a germaphobe until I became really involved. Well, working with physicians for 20 years like I did makes you sort of one by nature. But getting involved with prefences really makes you much more conscious of places where pathogens are. We did some tests in the Iowa wrestling room for the training staff, and you know, you don't think about, a lot of people don't think about doorknobs, elevator buttons. I hardly ever touch one with my hands anymore.
Yeah.
But think about when you're dining out and you go into a restaurant and you sit down and first thing they do is they hand you a menu that's been touched by Lord knows who and whatever they have, pathogens they have associated with them. And then when your food comes, you probably pick up a salt shaker or a pepper shaker, or you might pick up the ketchup bottle or the mustard bottle.
They don't wash those like they do the utensils.
No. So, you know, again, you put the Prefens Botanicals on and you're safe from all of that. If you travel and you're in a hotel room, I will tell you one thing. Testing shows that maybe the most pathogen-infected item in a hotel room is the TV remote control.
I've seen a lot. And again, my random searchings on the internet about how filthy hotel rooms are don't need to be brought up. But I've seen some disgusting hotel rooms. If you put them in a black light, the things you will see.
Yep.
My goodness.
Yep.
Alrighty, we don't have any calls coming in again to see if they can win the Prefens 12 bottles of hand sanitizer. It'll last you a couple of years, so you all of a sudden don't have to buy hand sanitizer for a couple of years. Imagine how much money you could save on that right now. And normally, 3 months spending $5 or $6 on one of these is going to save you a lot of money anyhow, but even more money if you get it free. Absolutely free. So, call in 354-0800-866-609-8255 with your story of when you think you might have really wanted some hand sanitizer, and we will see if we can't get a winner. Right now, Kurt's winning, because he's the only caller, and he still had a pretty good story of unfortunate child issues and his entire desk. So, call in right now. We'll see if we get a caller. Oh, we got one. So, hold on the line, caller. We will get to you in just a moment. You're listening to AM 800 KXIC and Extension 800. Welcome back to AM 800 KXIC. My name is Dan Hahn. KXIC News Time is 6:54. We have about 4 minutes left. KXIC, we actually, our temperature, there we go, 75 degrees currently at the KXIC studios. We have one last caller to see if she can, or he rather, can win that these bottles of Prefense. So, caller, go right ahead. Tell us your story of when you wish you could wash your hands.
Well, my call may not be as exciting as the last caller, but myself and three of my friends, we go up to the Boundary Waters up in northern Minnesota about every other year, and you get up there and you're carrying everything on your back and in a backpack, and everything you carry in, you got to carry out, and you're fishing all day, you're paddling and walking through the wilderness, and there's a lot of times where you need something to wash your hands, and you're trying to rinse them off in the lake and everything like that.
This product is perfect for that. In fact, one of my friends, who happens to be my computer guy, is a huge Eagle Scout leader. And the last 2 years, using the earlier iteration and now the current one, he's taken a large group of Eagle Scouts into the mountains in New Mexico for a 14-day hiking trip into the mountains, similar to the Boundary Waters. You know, there's no running water and electricity and so forth. And they've taken the product and used it not only on their hands and for the things you were describing, but for their feet. Mm-hmm. And so for two of those trips, they've had no foot problems, no hand problems. With Prefense, you do have to, wash your hands normally to get grime and stuff off.
But, yeah, dirt but, is still going
right,
to cling to your
dirt,
hands.
But the pathogen protection is there, so what you're describing is a perfect use.
Yeah, that'd be great to use on your feet, because you're up there and you're sweating all day. It's in the 80s or 90s, and, you're just dripping wet with sweat, and your feet are, got quite the smell.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, that's why we are coming out with a foot spray, so stay tuned later this year.
Now, what's your name, sir?
Kent.
Kent. Kent. All right, we have Kent and Kurt. Kent, hold tight. If you hear your name at the very end of the show, call back, which is going to be just a few moments. So, actually, I'll let him stick on the line here. Now, we have to make a choice. Kent or Kurt? With Kurt with his unfortunate situation of his entire desk becoming, I don't want to say covered, with different children germs, or Kent and hiking for days after days in the north.
Being the former politician that I am, I would say we should split the difference and give each one of them six, because six bottles will last you 18 months. So that should work good. And Kent's still on there. Your buddies, you can give each one of them a little bottle and then your next Boundary Water trip, and everybody should be safe.
How does that sound, Kent?
That sounds awesome.
All right, Kent, hold on the line. Kurt, call back when you can at 354-0800, and we will get you guys both a couple bottles of this Prefense Botanical Solutions. Now, we're coming up on the very end of our broadcast. John, give your URL for your website once more so people can get at it.
Right, it's www.prefenz, and that's with a Z, prefenz.com. You can also email info@prefenzbotanicals.com, and you can call for information too, and that's 877-523-9997.
Fantastic. John, thank you so much for coming in tonight and spending the entire hour with us.
Thank you, Dan, very much.
Thank you. You're listening to your news and sports leader, AM 800 KXIC Iowa City. My name is Dan Hahn. That's the end of Extension 100 tonight. Again, Kurt, please call back for your prize Otherwise, we're going to give it all to Kent. I'm sure you want some of this too. So call back. KXIC News Time is 7 p.m. We have 75 degrees currently at the KXIC studios. A quick timeout and then Fox Sports Radio right here on KXIC.